This week is Homelessness Week, raising awareness about the impact of Australians experiencing this issue and potential solutions to end it. In Western Australia, there is around 10,000 residents sleeping rough. During this week, homelessness services and groups educate the community, advocate for change through national and local events, and this year, the topic is homelessness prevention. The Wires contributor from RTR FM, Atika Hurley, started asking CEO of Shelter WA, Kath Snell, why this week is so important.
Yeah, look, Homelessness Week's really important across the whole sector and beyond. I think it's a really great time for people to come together, to collaborate, to work together, and it shows a real sense of solidarity across the whole sector. And it really shows that we're still fighting to end homelessness, and we really believe that we can do that. We also think that prevention is key. There's lots of events and workshops and services that take place over Homelessness Week and around that time. And it's really about supporting people who are experiencing homelessness, and also to give people who have lived experience of housing insecurity or homelessness a voice.
And what was the theme for this year? Can we talk a bit more about that?
Yeah, our theme this year is very much around prevention. So Shelter WA is running three different events across the next few weeks. One is around breaking barriers and designing solutions with a very much a prevention lens across that. Another one that we have is around people with lived experience to make sure that their voice is very much heard in systems and also in decisions for government and across the whole sector as a whole. And then our third event is working with local government authorities to really see what role they play in the prevention of homelessness.
Yeah. Tell us a bit about what drives homelessness in WA at the moment.
So we are in a homelessness crisis. We're seeing around 10,000 people across Western Australia that identify as homeless at the moment. Lots of those are rough sleeping, around 2,000 are rough sleeping across WA. And what we're seeing is really driving it is a number of things. One is we're in a cost of living crisis, so things are so expensive. Mm. And one of the key things that is really expensive that people are struggling with is the cost of rents. Yeah. So we're seeing rents spiraling up and up, and everybody knows this. Plus, we've got really low vacancy rate. So what we're seeing is people are really struggling to find somewhere suitable to live or keep somewhere suitable to live. And as well as that, trying to look after themselves or their families by putting food on the table or paying for medical bills or putting fuel in the car, that kind of thing. So it's a really difficult time for people, and we're seeing more and more people unfortunately presenting to homelessness services. Lots of people who have never presented before. So some people who are actually working or studying, we're seeing people that may have somewhere to live but can't afford to buy food as well, so they're presenting to homelessness services. So we're seeing this real way. And we're really hoping that with Homelessness Week, we can get information out there, we can help educate and provide services and let people know what's out there for them.
And aside from Homelessness Week, are there any reforms or investments that Shelter WA is calling for right now?
Yeah, one of our campaigns is Make Renting Fair campaign. So that really looks at the renters' rights in WA. Unfortunately, Western Australia has got some of the weakest renters' rights across all of Australia. One of the things that we feel is really important is some sort of cap on rent increases. We were really pleased last year to see on the first tranche of the Residential Tenancy Act reform that rents can only go up once per year now instead of twice, which is fantastic. But unfortunately, there's no limit to how much they can go up by. So we'd really like to see some of that rent capping in a reasonable way so that landlords can still put their rents up, but it's against something, it's aligned with something. Mm-hmm. And what we'd suggest is around CPI plus. So that's the kind of thing that we'd really like to see. We're really fighting for that. We're also advocating for more funding in the sector and always more support supply of homes, because that's one of the biggest areas of concern. And we've seen government make some really great bold announcements of late in social and affordable housing, and they're really, really welcome. But obviously we need to see more, because we have got a lot of people that are struggling at the moment.
And where could anyone listening find out more information about Homelessness Week?
So our website covers all of the information that you need. That's shelterwa.org.au. So we'd invite anyone to take a look. It covers all of our advocacy asks.
CEO of Shelter WA, Kath Snell there, speaking with RTR FM's Atika Hurley.